Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Tom, first of all, how do these water allocations actually affect farmers?
Look, to start off with, I suppose, in the Lachlan Valley, there's going to be restrictions. So whatever irrigation water they had left in their account will be restricted to 57%, so effectively halved for the upcoming season. And high security water users are going to be reduced from typically, they sit at 100%, they'll be down to 87% at this stage.
Gosh, that's a big reduction. What's this? How's this going to affect production values?
Look, it has a huge effect. Obviously, the drought has that broad effect on the dryland industry, agricultural industry. But, yeah, certainly in irrigation production, it will further reduce it. It's already reduced because there is less water available. And then this determination obviously drops that again. So, huge effect. On regional communities and jobs and overall production.
Now, were you and farmers, were you expecting this kind of decision or were you all blindsided by this?
So the decision on the river where there's the 57%, 43% reduction, we sort of knew that was coming. We'd been speaking to the Department of Industry saying, look, we don't want any surprises. Can you, you know, give us the information? Early on, so and look, irrigators realise that it is quite dry, and at the end of the day, we need to keep the river operating for towns and the environment. So they understand why the decision's made. Probably more so, people were blindsided on the groundwater in the lower Lachlan and some other valleys across New South Wales. They've reduced that to 70% allocation, and that wasn't expected. You know, it's all within the rules. There is good recharge still on the graphs and monitoring site. So it, realistically, there's no reason for it to be reduced. So there is, yeah, a bit of anger out there at the moment of why the department's done this.
Mm. Well, are we ever going to be seeing any rollback of this, or are we just expecting this to get worse over time?
Oh, look, you know, it comes down to if it rains. You know, so at this stage, with the current outlook from the Bureau of Meteorology, I guess we would say it looks worse. This time in 12 months will be a critical stage as there'll be no irrigation water effectively, and the rivers will just be operating to try and keep town water supply going and stock and domestic users.
Mm, gosh. Well, in light of all this, what are you and farmers, how will you be handling this situation? Because it does seem quite difficult.
Look, I suppose at a policy level, we'll be talking to government and their departments and trying to make sure that the information they're using is the best information, and the decisions aren't made to blindside people. And especially in those groundwater aspects, we'll be following up with that. At a farm level, look, unfortunately, there's not a lot people can do. It's sort of, we've got to try and sit it out as best we can. But it will be a huge financial cost. And I suppose that doesn't only affect the farmers. It is flowing into the towns now. But, you know, you're seeing there's job losses on farms and the businesses in towns are... certainly doing it very tough.
Mm, gosh, it must be such a difficult situation. Like, because what can you do? There's just not enough water just because of the drought. Kind of looking at it as a whole for Australia-wide, as a consumer, how are we looking at this? How will this be affecting the produce we might be buying in a supermarket?
Oh, look, there will be an effect, certainly. You know, fruit and vegetable supplies in Australia are typically all irrigated. So, you know, there will be still production in areas, but yeah, it'll certainly suffer and there'll be less production. I guess whether consumers will see some of that, certainly, but I suppose some supermarkets will refer to importing goods from overseas, which we don't like to see. It's a biosecurity risk, and we want to see, you know, everyone with the ability to support Australian producers.
Mm, and are we expecting produce to go up in price as well because of this?
Oh, certainly, everything will continue to go up in price, and you know, especially in terms of stock or meat supplies. I mean, when it does rain, I would expect them to go up further, because at the moment people just aren't able to hang on to that those livestock and keep feeding them, so they're having to be sold off. So we're going to certainly, as a nation or as a state, be at critically low levels of livestock production into the coming years, and fruit and vegetable and crops, while the drought continues, they will continue to decline to critically low levels.
Gosh, what a difficult situation. Well, I mean, good luck to all. I know it's not a lot, but good luck to you all out there. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you very much, Nathaniel.